Mississippi's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
To Hollywood Connections. Well, this special under the Dawn Reece Show, we have pageant news and miracle stories, and I'm here with some beautiful ladies from the tourism pageant, and I'm going to have them introduce themselves. First, I'm Dawn Reece, your host. I am this year's Miss 2023 Classic Miss Sunshine State, and to my left
is another Dawn.
Yes.
Lord help us. The world's not ready. And I am Classic Miss Florida Tourism 2023.
Yes. And to my right
is Elise, and I'm Miss Sunshine State 2023.
Are you all excited to go to Nationals this year?
I'm more excited about just Tennessee in general.
In Tennessee. I know the Grand Ole Opry we're going to be near, and fun things to do. And this is like real, the sister of the traveling pants, you know. I mean, the pageant system, you know. And I wanted to take one of the photos of us and put it up there for the challenges and say,
absolutely,
you know, this is the best part of pageantry is you get to know people. And it's not just the pageants, it's you get to be lifelong friends.
Completely.
Yeah.
That is one thing I was talking about today. You know, we have a week challenge going on right now. Our pageant director, Terry, we love you.
Hi, Terry.
She gives us, sometimes they're crazy, Terry, sorry, challenges to do. And this one is post something every week with a picture that you normally wouldn't already have out.
Right.
And say something about how did you get into pageants, you know, whatever. And so, you know, be encouraging. That's her big thing, is encouraging anti-bullying.
Exactly.
That's the whole pageants thing. And I was talking today about, you know, everyone, you know, when you tell someone that I'm in a pageant, they kind of look at you like, ew, why would you do something like that?
Because people look at it and they go, oh, you're kind of old for that, aren't you?
Well,
but this is a classic.
Yes, exactly.
Title.
Exactly. That's why. Well,
but we're not old.
No. We're classic.
We're classic.
There's a difference.
Yes.
And I, you know, in, well, a lot of it is, and I hate to say it's because of this, but a lot of it is because of the JonBenet thing. Because yeah. JonBenet was this gorgeous little girl. And everyone, you know, and also the Miss America pageant, where it's, you know, everyone's like, oh, you're being judged on your body. You're being judged because you're a woman. You know, are your boobs big enough? You know, da, 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 da. Are you this big around? Are you skinny? You know, are you young enough? All these things. And, you know, oh, they're just making little girls into women, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so, maybe some, you know, some of the pageants are like that. The tourism pageant is not that.
Right.
The tourism pageant, and I've been in many pageants, and I've seen some real clicky. I've seen some that were awful.
Mm-hmm.
But the tourism pageant, there is a sisterhood.
Yes.
The, you know,
hi, Nancy. I know she's watching.
Hi, Nancy. When you go, you know that, you know, you may know that, you know, in your division, there's six people in your
right.
division. You don't know. Normally, we wouldn't know each other. We met purebred accident.
Right.
I figured I wasn't going to meet you until July. I'm glad I did earlier.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, the other four or five that are going to be in our division too,
mm-hmm.
I promise you, when we meet them, there's going to be an instant connection because of the pageant.
Yes. And it's also, people, we have platforms that we talk about.
Yes.
We have goals, and we all have life journey stories that makes a difference. It's not just going into a pageant, wearing the gown and, you know, and it being the snoot. That's not what this is about.
Exactly.
This is about, you know, meeting new friends, and there's a ball, and we get to dance and have fun. And
absolutely. I'm actually friends with Stacy and Summer, and actually Nancy. Even too, and a handful of others. I'm sorry, guys, I'm not going to mention everybody. I don't have that kind of time. But that I met back in 2014 when I did tourism the first time.
Right.
And I'm still friends with them.
I know. We keep in touch. It's amazing. You know, I want to talk about JonBenet. Back in the days, I was judging a lot of pageants and traveling all over the world with so many national pageant systems. And it comes to my Lauren Chapin from Father Knows Best. I'm trying to get you here, Lauren. She wants to sign autographs and have an autograph get together. And she was a little Kathy on, you know, Father Knows Best. So we would be roommates and travel together. It was super cool. But long story short, it's really, the, like you said, the sisterhood helping each other. And anyways, but JonBenet, they called me to be on CNBC News, and I was, and talking about it because I've been a pageant judge. And then I was on the Donnie Deutsch Show. And the funny thing is, my ex-husband at the time was going to his hotel in Vegas, and he turns on the TV and goes, "What is my ex-wife doing on national TV?" And then I have friends in a bank, you know, Bank of America, and my friend, she's like, "I hear Dawn. Don't you hear? That's Dawn's voice." She looks up, I'm on the screen at Bank of America, and, you know, MSNBC in the morning or something. But I'll tell you, it was just about pageantry and the positiveness of it. So that's what we're here. And tell us a little bit more about your title. What have you been doing with your title this last, you know, since you got it?
So what do you mean by what have I been doing?
Like, are you in parades? Are you doing things, you know? Or are you letting it sit on your shelf and wait till nationals? Or are you doing things with it?
Oh, well, if I say it's sitting on a shelf, I'm pretty sure Carrie would not be happy with me.
Thank you.
So, no, it has not been sitting on the shelf. It has been going. I have this little black bag that I carry everywhere with me, and it basically goes everywhere with me. I might not always take it out of my car, but it goes everywhere with me.
You know, that's the secret, to keep it in your car, because you never know where you're going to be at, you know. And I know there's something coming up Friday. I'd like to, you know, bring you over and walk the red carpet. That would be super cool.
And I will tell you, here's the coolest thing to me, is not only being able to meet friends like you, don't get me wrong, but Elise is my daughter.
That's super cool.
So I not only get to have my pageant sister, sisters, because I have my other girls, but my own daughter is not only my daughter, but she's also a pageant queen now, too. And she's my pageant sister also.
See, that's so special. That's such a memory maker that you're doing with your mom, you know, and the mother-daughter.
And I will tell you, doing this pageant has made us closer.
I believe that.
We spend a lot more time together. We laughed more times than I can tell you about, and that doesn't even count when she was a kid. But when, you know, no for platform, she and I start back when I did tourism before.
Right.
I had started my own 501c3 charity.
Awesome.
Called Purses in Love, that supports domestic violence victims and their children in shelters.
Oh, I love it.
Because I am a 2-time domestic violence survivor.
That's what I'm talking about, journey, life's journey stories.
You never know what someone's been through.
I have to hook you up with somebody, and Carrie Kay, I'm sorry, the lady that we were talking about, Soul TV, Carrie's going to be speaking there as a speaker, and it's just different life experiences. You're a great motivational speaker. I got to hook you up with this lady, yes.
For our platform, made one.
We kind of like took a took a side note off of Purses in Love, and we started one called Bear Hugs.
Oh.
And Bear Hugs is, I am a childhood abuse survivor.
Okay.
And when I was an only kid, my mother didn't believe me. My father, of course, was the abuser. And the only person I could talk to that would listen to me and kind of like seemed to be on my side, and it sounds kind of weird, was my teddy bear. My teddy bear became my confidant, and I felt, that's why I love being on stage, because that's where I felt safe.
Right.
And I'm not going to tell your story. You have to tell your
own
story.
Can I say something? Now there's the Squishmallow pillows.
Yes.
Do you have one?
I have more than one. The same person. I love Stitch.
Okay, so I'm 62 years old, and I was introduced to a Squishmallow pillow, and I have 4 of them in my house.
I have me beat by at least 2 or 3 times that. I have 4 Stitch ones. Oh, whoa.
Are they the bigger ones that you can cuddle?
Medium-sized ones. I have some of the mini tiny ones that are this big. I have some of the smaller ones. I do have, I think, I don't think I have any of the large ones yet.
Oh, Target has them. And Walmart. Yeah.
I haven't found one that I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so freaking cute.
Cutest.
I absolutely need this.
They had the cutest ones over at Walgreens. It was the chick one. It was super cool. You know, the little chickies, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. But and I gave my friend Jacqueline for her birthday. You know, she's single. I'm like, here, hug this one. And she's like, oh my God, it's purple and I love it.
Yes.
Get somebody a Squishmallow pillow. They will be happy for life.
Oh, and it starts an addiction. It truly starts an addiction. I bought one as a joke because I found one that's a dinosaur that was named after one of my friends. His name is Danny.
Right.
I bought one because it was named Danny, and I took a picture of it, and I'm like, oh, look, you're now in my house forever.
Well, tell us a little bit more. You're also, I'm excited to announce, you are a Zumba instructor. Tell us about your Zumba classes.
I am. I am a Zumba instructor over at Jabin Harrell Recreation Complex, which is off of US 19 and Gulf Trace. There's actually two classes. One is a Monday night class at 6 o'clock, and that is a regular Zumba, medium to high intensity. And the Friday morning class at 10 o'clock is a Zumba Gold, which is a low-intensity half-hour class.
Right.
There is the Monday night class. There is a charge of about $9. And the Zumba Gold class is $6.
That was a little music for that. My engineer's going, what is that? Well, I was trying to go live on TikTok, and then it was like somebody else's TikTok. And he's like shaking his head at me.
TikTok is addicting.
Oh, the beauty and joys of live radio.
I know.
You just never know what's going to happen.
Well, like the next show is coming up, and it's our comics. So I will listen to it all the way home. So you have to listen to Stanford for News at 8:30. So anyways, this is your half hour. Anything else you want to tell the world or anything that, you know, is on your heart for other women your age? Are you married? Are you going to school?
I am married. Also, I have three young kids.
No way!
Sydney, London, and Alexandria, or Lexi as we like to call her.
Oh, you have got some great grandchildren. Oh, my goodness.
I have a total of five. I have three from her. She has an older brother, younger sister.
Oh,
younger sister lives.
That's why it says Mrs. on there.
And
wait a second, I'm Miss.
Yes.
And you're Mrs.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Of the same title, Sunshine.
Yes,
and
yes.
You're both Sunshine State.
We are.
And my youngest has a little boy and a little girl, so I have five grandkids.
Wow. That's amazing. And she looks great because she's Zumba. She's a teacher. You're a professional makeup artist.
I'm a certified makeup artist. I'm a licensed Zumba instructor.
Yep.
I do modeling. I do pageants.
You're a bodybuilder? Or you do swimsuit contest?
Bikini competition.
Yes, sorry. Because there's different. Bikini and bodybuilding is totally different.
It's on the hierarchy of it. Bodybuilding being the very top of the ladder.
I did not know that.
There is several little niches within. And I'm going to mess up this order, so forgive me, guys. It's bodybuilding, wellness, physique, figure, those who may be reversed. Mm-hmm. And then bikinis on the bottom of that barrel.
Okay.
But they're all under the bodybuilding category.
Okay.
And you do some of the similar exercises, and you do some really freaking heavy weights to go with that.
Ow.
Yeah, it's...
I just have to move a furniture. I'm like, I'm done. Those are my weights.
I have a squat rack even at home where I put a barbell with 130 pounds on it and I do squats.
Oh, good for you. You are good.
And
you are really good.
And remember, I'm doing this with a back injury. So I'm very, very careful about how I do it so that way I don't injure myself even more than...
my thing is I get in the pool, and if I have a noodle, I'm good to go for 3 hours jumping
now,
on it.
Let me tell you something about that. There is an aqua Zumba also that
I'm licensed
to teach.
I like that.
So you can do, you know, and you'll get your cardio in there.
Oh, yeah.
It's like water aerobics, but...
See, I like the weights in the pool.
I don't really need Zumba or any of that for cardio. I just chase after my children.
That will do it as well. Trust me, when you're running with children, and you're like, how do you look so great? I got three children, that's why.
Going to gymnastics class, T-ball, and then just running around in general, keeping up with them.
You know, I do miss that, but I do have a grandson coming in here for the summer. He's going to be 13. So, and my son is coming from Arizona, so life is getting more full. You know, but it's so funny. I get up in the morning. My name is Dawn. I should have been called Dusk because it's going to be a new challenge for me, you know, because I'm like to sleep in the morning, you know. But my secret is now I sleep in, and then my husband wakes me up and get him coffee and his breakfast. And long story short, when he leaves, I hope you're not listening, honey. And then I go back to bed for an hour. So the best part of
what's this thing you're talking about sleeping in? What is? Can you define that?
It's called waking Folgers. You know what is a Folgers song?
No. Best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
Yeah, and then going back to bed.
Right. That or grab a second cup. There ain't nothing wrong with a second cup.
I know. Well, we have to. We have like 10 minutes to go. Anything else you want to talk about? Anything that comes to mind? What are your hobbies?
Hobbies? Chasing after my children? Does that count as a hobby?
Shopping. Mm-hmm.
Shopping. I try to do this thing called reading. Doesn't always happen unless it's a children's book.
Oh, gotcha. You could do stand-up comedy. You should be in the stand-up for news next. Amazing comics over there. What would you like to do that you haven't done yet?
Go to school and become a nurse.
Really? I just saw a commercial. It said, be a nurse within a year. I don't know if that's true or not. But
yeah, I don't know. I know there's certain programs that you can take to within a year, and it does become one. I know, due to research, you can become a certified nursing assistant within 2 months.
Yeah, one of our family members is doing that. She's doing online classes and stuff like that. Yeah, my thing would be, I couldn't do that. I mean, I would pass out.
When I was 8 years old, I came bouncing out of the house one day, and I told my mom, Mommy, I know what I'm going to be when I grow up. What are you going to be? I'm going to be a nurse. My mom looked at me. She goes, do you know what nurses do? Nurses help people. Okay. Do you know what else nurses do? They help doctors. Okay, what else do nurses do? I don't know. Sometimes, depending on what kind of nurse you are, you have to give someone a shot. Or depending on what kind of nurse you are, you may have to put your hands inside people. That was the end of my nursing career. Nope, don't want to do that. I'm going back to my room. That is. So my nursing career lasted all a good 10 minutes on a good hot day.
I think I did one of those. I was going to be like a doctor's assistant. I got the white stuff in the coat and everything. And here I'm a model and actress. I come from that land. My mother was a dance teacher. I remember getting the white coat and the whole thing. I was so excited. I got the loan, too, to go. I walk, open the door. I was like, step back out. I didn't. And then I went to beauty school, and that didn't last very well because, you know, I had to be the little pin girls, and they were terrible. And then I was pregnant, and then all the fumes, and that didn't, beauty school dropout, that didn't work.
But you didn't end up with pink hair, so hey.
And that could have happened.
You still could make that happen.
Well, you know, I was a flight attendant for many years, and I loved that. That was amazing. It was flying with Eddie DeBartlow from the 49ers. It was Leo Jets. And
nice.
It was the Florida Panthers, the hockey team. We
nice.
Had 737s. It was so funny because my husband, I told him, I said, there's this magic Minore or Lancome. It's an older perfume. And I'd wear it. And I told my husband, I said, yeah, the Panthers told me I was looking for a husband. He goes, the Panthers in the zoo? I went, they said, Dawn, don't wear that perfume on the plane anymore. Because they go, she's looking for a husband. I'm like, no, I'm not. But I've had a really good run. And well, I was just telling the guy before, Gene Hodges, he's got the employment hour. I said, I love my job. There's a difference when you love your job. And then and they told me how great I was doing today and how wonderful. And you can tell when somebody gives me a bottle of wine and says, thank you so much. Go enjoy it with your husband. That's amazing. So, yes, Gene, I'll get on your show and tell you how much I love my job. But we also have, real quick, sunkisscharters.com. I do have to shout this out. I'll be making a new commercial. Sunkissed Charters is a 37-foot Endeavor sailboat. We have private sailing charter, $400 for 3 hours. And the other one is a private pontoon, $125 an hour, 2 hour minimum, island hopping, fishing. Call 727-871-7788 or go to sunkisscharters.com and come out and enjoy the Gulf of Mexico or the Intercoastal island hopping.
It is so beautiful out there. I know.
There's nothing like the water and the beach and the sand.
It's gorgeous.
I mean, you know about all that with three kids. You don't get to enjoy any of that with three kids.
I will tell you this. I was your age, and I remember I had tuna stroller, and a lady like my age said to me, oh, it goes so fast. And I looked at her like, no way, you're crazy.
Not fast enough.
No. And now I want to tell you, at 62, I look back and I go, oh my God, where's that woman? I mean, she's in heaven probably not by now, but yeah, or she's over 100 and something. But I will tell you, it does go so fast. And I miss that. And I'll tell you, just enjoy every moment because you'll look back and you'll go, remember, I remember being on a talk show and this lady was telling me it went really fast. Now I'm like 62.
You know what? I remember when her brother Tracy was littles, like maybe like 1.5, 2 years old. And my mom came out to Phoenix for the first time to see us. And she stayed at a hotel, and it was just me and Tracy. You know, she mm-hmm. wasn't born yet. And, you know, Tracy had a Hot Wheel in each hand. And my mom never sat on the floor and played with me. She may have sat, like, at the coffee table and played a board game with me. But she never got on the floor and played Barbies with me or anything like that. Oh. You know, that just didn't happen. So I'm sitting on the bed. My mom's sitting on the bed across from me, and we're talking. And my son's on the floor, you know, doing his Hot Wheel thing. And all of a sudden, my mom gets down. She had bad knees. She gets down on her hands and knees, and she's playing Hot Wheels with my son.
Oh, wow.
And I'm looking at her. I'm like, excuse me. You never did that with me. And she looked right at me and said, my mom never minced too many words. She goes, I'm telling you right now. She goes, you are just my child.
Oh.
This is my grandchild, and being a grandparent is a hell of a lot more fun.
You could get away with anything when Nana was around.
God, my mom was a dance teacher, and I took her tap class and slept for 2 days.
I'll tell you what, now that I'm a grandma,
yeah.
Oh, heck yeah, I know what she was talking. That's just my kid. Give me my grandbabies.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And I'll tell you right now, my two oldest, her Sydney and my youngest daughter's son, Nick, they own me, and they know it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll tell you now, those kids.
By the way, I'm pretty sure Sydney's going to freak out that we both have mentioned her name.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I'm sure. She was freaking out because she was playing. You know, I when I was here before, I shared the link with Elise, and she was playing it, and they're like, oh, that's Gammy. They call me Gammy. That's Gammy. Gammy's
on. Run into the same thing.
You're called Gammy?
Gammy.
Okay, I'm called Gigi because my mother never wanted to be called grandmother. And you remember there was a TV show, back, Gigi?
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
My mom said, we're going to call Gigi. So now my grandkids call me Gigi. And I do special things, take one to Disney. And yeah, they're just growing up so fast. But we have 2 more minutes on the floor. Any other last words you want to shout out? Hi, Terry from the Tourism Pageant.
Hi, Terry. And hi to my children.
And your children.
Who are probably watching.
And tell say their names.
Sydney, London, and Lexi.
Oh, London and Lexi, too, and Sydney. That's a cool name. Yeah.
All cities in
all
different
cities. I was going to say that.
Sydney, Australia, London, Elizabeth, and then technically Alexandria from Illinois.
See, I had Rick, Eric, and Nick.
And see, I had Tracy, Elise, and Tara.
Oh, that's pretty, too. Well, I have one son that's in heaven. You know, he would have been 34, 35. But, yeah, he passed away 19 months ago. And
oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So, but he's in heaven, and, you know, he's up there enjoying. He's like, Mom, you have no idea what's happening up here, you know. One day, I have to tell you, I had a dream real quick of him. And I go, it was his birthday last year. It was on his birthday. He goes, I'm on the birthday train in heaven. I go, in my dream, I go, what do you mean a birthday? He goes, you're not going to believe this. God puts you on a birthday train if it's anybody's birthday. And takes you through the city. I could believe that. I bet God does that in heaven. There's a birthday train in heaven, and I saw him at the caboose party. He's looking at me like, I'm on the birthday train.
I can only imagine what Papaw's doing.
Yes.
That was my grandfather, her great-grandfather. God only knows what he's doing. Oh,
well,
I apologize.
We want to give God all the glory and honor. Remember, go to beaminghopechurch.org. They've got some family, friends, and things happening Sunday and this week. Check out beaminghope.org. Looking for a good family church, and miracles are happening there. And I know Pastor Joe texted me like, where are you? I was like, I've been working, but I'll be there. We love you, everybody. Good night. God bless you. And we'll see you next week. Actually, Teresa, Beauty Queen Special from Los Angeles, will be on. And Stand Up for News is next. You don't want to miss this one because you know what day it is.
420.
That's right. They're going to talk about it. I know it.
Driving it's home. Happening. It's happening.
All right. Bye, everybody. God bless
bye,
you.
Guys.
My pastor's going to love that.